Professor Thistlethwaite. Professor Thistlethwaite.
Yes, Mrs. L.
Have you seen Mr. Peters?
Why, no, I haven't.
Well, I wonder if you could run over to the store and get him.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. L, but it's time for the overture. The orchestra is waiting in the pit for me right now.
Well, I don't care. They'll just have to wait. I've got to rehearse Mr. Peters and his lines for the second and third act. He hasn't learned them yet.
Oh, but he'll be here presently. I've just walked to the theater here with Mr. Winterbottom, and I'm sure he mentioned that Mr. Peters was following right along.
Well, I hope he gets here. Yeah,
I'm sure he will.
Oh, Professor Thistlethwaite.
Yes?
Come here a moment.
Oh, really, Mrs. Dale, the orchestra's waiting for me in the pit.
I just wanted to check over the musical numbers with you.
But I gave you a list of them almost a week ago.
Yes, but I must have mislaid it.
We're opening with the Largo from the New World Symphony by Rorschach. Then we'll go into a fanfare just as the curtain goes up. And between the first and second acts, we'll play Haydn's Minuet. The second Hungarian Rhapsody between the second and third. And close with something light. I've selected March of the Gladiator.
Oh, dear, I don't think that will do at all. I'm afraid we'll have to change them.
But, Mrs. Zell, we can't change them. We've been rehearsing these numbers for the past several weeks.
I know, but they simply won't do.
Well, what is it you want to change?
Well, I think we should open with something light instead of close with a light number. I think we should use I've Something in the Bottle by Harry Lauda.
Oh, but see here now, we haven't time
then, to... instead of Haydn's Minuet, I think you should play his Andante Cantabile, and instead of the Second Rhapsody, I think you ought to do Handel's Larghetto, and then close with the Largo by Dvořák.
Oh, I say, that's impossible. That's quite impossible. Now, we haven't rehearsed the Andante and the Larghetto, and besides, I haven't the music here.
Can't they just play for Mendy?
No, it's positively out of the question.
Well, I'll send Mr. Winterbottom to get the music. Mr. Winterbottom?
But I say that...
Mr. Winterbottom?
Yes.
But I don't see why you object to Dvorak's Largo. It's
not in the mood of the play, and I'm sure Mr. Winterbottom, as owner of the show, will agree with me.
Mr. Winterbottom doesn't know what...
You wanted, Mrs. L?
Yes. We're discussing whether to use the Largo from the New World Symphony. What do you think?
Using what?
Largo, a musical number.
You know, it's Dvorak.
Yes, well, if it was Dvorak, I wouldn't use it.
No. That's the composer.
Well, it's all the same. If a fellow's a washout, he can't write good music.
I
told you he would agree with me.
Yes, but he doesn't...
No more argument, please. After all, I'm the director of the show. You give Mr. Winterbottom the selections you want, and he'll run and get them like a good fellow, won't you, Mr. Winterbottom? And now I must go and prepare my curtains.
Say, this is outrageous. It's positively outrageous.
Yes, I think it's going to be a pretty good show myself.
Take this pencil and write down what I need.
Well, just a second here till I get something right on. Oh, they have something in my pocket or...
Well, hurry.
All right, go ahead.
Number one, Larghetto, Handel.
Well, what's a Larghetto, Professor?
It doesn't make any difference. You don't have to know that.
Yes, but if I don't know what a Larghetto is, how'll I tell whether I got the right kind of handle?
It isn't a handle.
Well, that's what you said. Larghetto handle.
That's the number. The number. Just ask for the number.
Oh, yes, I see. Just ask for the number.
Larghetto, Andante Cantabile.
Just a second there. Where does she live?
Where does who live?
Your aunt, what's your name?
But I said nothing about my aunt.
Well, that's what I got down here, and auntie.
It isn't and auntie.
It ain't?
No, it's and auntie.
Now, just a second here, Professor. I ain't got no time for joking. There's lots to be done around here before this show gets started.
I am not joking. The word is and auntie. A-N-D-A-N-T-E. Now, write it down. Andante Cantabile Haydn.
What is that?
Haydn.
Who's Haydn?
The composer is Haydn.
Well, then, Goshen, do I have to go out and look for him, too?
No, certainly not. That's his...
Well, what's he hiding for, anyhow?
His name.
What? Now, hold on here, Professor Thistlethwaite. I've stood for enough nonsense. Just about enough of this foolery. Fella hiding from his name.
Now, look here. Haydn is the composer's name. The name of the man who wrote the music. It's H-A-Y.
Yes, but H-A-Y spelled hay.
It isn't hay.
Well, that's just what I was going to say. It's straw. The music you're thinking of is Turkey in the Straw.
The music is Andante Cantabile by Haydn. Now, just put it down and...
Oh, there you are, Professor. Have you the new selections yet?
No, I haven't.
But
you
must get them right away. The audience is getting restless.
But I've been having some difficulty in making Mr. Winterbottom understand what I want.
Well, can't the orchestra simply play something from memory until the numbers arrive?
All they know by memory is a song used by Hector Smith during his campaign for mayor. Now, if that is something...
Oh, no, that won't do at all. But please hurry.
Listen, the last number is... I have something in the bottle by Lauda.
What'd you say, Professor Thistlewaite?
I've something in the bottle. Now, call up Miss Burroughs at the library and ask if she'll find those numbers for me.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll go out to the nearest phone.
Oh, Mr. Winterbottom, also find out about Mr. Thistlewaite.
Well, Professor Thistlewaite, we have a nice crowd here this evening, ain't it? You are home. I'm sorry I'm a little late, but I was detained by the office for a little while. I hope the orchestra ain't going to start playing yet already.
No. We're waiting for the music.
Oh, well, that's fine. Now, what are we going to play?
Mrs. Zell has made some changes. We're going to open with something light. Then go into a fanfare just as the curtain goes up.
Yeah, but what about my speech?
Well, I thought that you might make that between the opening number and the fanfare.
Yeah? Well, mein tuba solo. Where does that come?
Oh... Is that compulsory?
Nein, it's that little shirt my mother made for me.
I mean, can't we dispense with the tuba solo? Leave it out.
What? Leave it out? Leave out my tuba solo?
Yes. Don't you see? Oh. We're not going to have time for it. We're late now.
Well, then cut out the first act.
Oh, I say, we can't do that.
Well?
Now listen, Mayor Schultenheimer.
I won't listen to nothing. I won't even listen to myself. I have brought my tuba with me when I'm going to play it.
Now, wait a moment. Wait a moment. I'll discuss it with Mrs. Zell. Oh, Mrs. Zell.
What? What's the matter?
I am the Hermit of the Hills.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're the fellow that's going to play the Hermit. Well, how are you?
But that's only a trick. In reality, I am a Southern spy.
What? A Southern spy?
Yes. But the Yankees will never catch me. I'm too cleverly disguised. I'm wearing a Union suit.
Yeah, but wait a little while. Look.
I'm looking for a set of false teeth.
For false teeth?
Yes, because there's gold in them mountings.
Say, listen.
No, not so loud. They'll hear us. I have a bomb under my coat.
What?
We'll blow this place up.
No,
listen. Blow it to atoms. Here, I'll hide the bomb in this tuba.
No, look out. Don't touch that. Don't
hold the bomb for me, and I'll light the fuse.
Look out, get away.
Hold the bomb.
Get away, don't touch me. Hey, look out.
Is he positively insists on playing that little shirt? Why, he's gone.
Oh, dear, Doctor, listen. The audience is becoming terribly impatient.
But I can't understand it at all. He was standing right here with his tuba and...
Oh, don't bother about Mayor Schultzenheimer. Go out there on the stage and stop them. Say something to them.
But what shall I say?
Say anything, only keep them quiet.
Well, I'll do my best.
Where's Professor Thistlewaite?
Why, he just stepped out on the stage.
Hey, Professor, what was the name of the fellow that wrote that song about I have something in the bottle?
Louder. We beg your indulgence for a few moments.
I say I have something in the bottle.
Louder.
What's the matter? What's the matter, you deep? I say I have something in the bottle.
Start the overture. Play anything. Start the overture.